to the Lord Jesus. And after all, Christmas is over, and I'm sure there'll be one of these gifts that the children will really treasure and enjoy most of all. We used to have a tradition in our family where we would choose our favourite Christmas cards. So you get 80 Christmas cards, and I used to play it with the girls. We'd get them all laid out, and then we would whittle them down until the final three, and then we chose the best card of the year. This year we've not done that because the girls are older and away. But this year, rather than choosing the best card, I've had a favourite carol, Christmas carol. And it is O Little Town of Bethlehem. And in this carol, of course, you get the idea of gift as well. This is the third verse that's up on the screen. How silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. I don't know what it was like on that first Christmas morning, but this carol seems to indicate that, or reminds us that perhaps it was silent. I don't think it was absolutely silent because of the noise of the animals and everything else that was going on. But I suppose there was no fanfare apart from the angels coming to the shepherds. And it's wonderful this morning, just in the quietness of these moments together, to remember about the birth of Jesus. And this carol, this verse of the carol, reminds us that this gift that God has given at Christmas holds the possibility of us being blessed by all the blessings of heaven. Blessings like joy and wholeness and an absence of brokenness, of beauty, of light, of love, of harmony in relationships. All of these things are some of the blessings of heaven. They're not gifts that necessarily are tangible things, things that we can play with, things that we can hold on to. But they are things that are very real and very important. On Wednesday, my mother arrived from Scotland, having travelled 9 hours and 15 minutes on the bus, and she's 83. That, for me, has been the best Christmas present. Her presence with us, to be able to have her here in Bristol, to chat with her, to laugh with her, to listen to her, and to enjoy her just being with us. And I venture to suggest that at the heart of Christmas isn't so much presents, but presence. And I'm sure for some of us today, there are people we would love to have around us, but they're not here. Their presence would have made all the difference. But Christmas reminds us that we can know God's presence, which is very real, as a friend and as a companion. The child in the manger, we all know, was called Jesus. And that meant that he would save his people from their sins. He can do that, and he does do that for us. He changes us completely if we will trust him. And Jesus was a very popular boy's name at the time. It was the same name as Joshua. And in the Old Testament, Joshua was the deliverer, and Jesus is similar to that. But the name that we are thinking about this morning, Emmanuel, was very, very unlike the name Jesus. No child would ever have been called Emmanuel. And the reason for that was the name Emmanuel means God with us. No parent in Jewish society would ever have dared call their child Emmanuel. But that name given to Jesus reminds us that the baby at Bethlehem was God himself. So God stepped out of his world and stepped into ours. God himself has come to be with us. The one who's over all, the one who created everything, was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. And actually, the story of the Bible, right from the beginning until the end, is a message that God wants to be with us and to bless us. Very often, the Christian message is presented in a negative sense. But I want to remind us this morning that God has the best interest at his heart for us. So at Christmas, when we think of the stable and the manger and the coming of Christ, what's happening is God is showing up in person, a real live human being that had never been heard of before. He has come to be one of us and to be with us. He is like us in our humanity, but he is truly God and also truly human. He was a man who was tired and who was hungry and who was thirsty. He was a man who wept and groaned. He felt pain. And in the words of that other carol, he walked my road. He felt my pain. And our response should be, I will follow my Emmanuel. When you stop and think about what this means, God with us, it really brings a sense of hope and joy. To know that in my daily life, God is with me in person, always accessible and available to help when there is need. The Bible is very strong that God is present with his people. Not only available, but active, doing things, changing situations in the most unexpected way. This is God. This is Jesus who still comes to us today. When human possibilities have run out, where there is no end in sight, Jesus often offers us a new way forward through his powerful love and his grace. Do you know him walking with you every day? Would you like to know him as your daily friend and companion? And if there's a message from Christmas this year, Emmanuel, God with us, is that Jesus, in every sense, can be our friend and companion. The final verse of the O Little Town of Bethlehem is this one. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Will come to us, abide with us, O Lord, Emmanuel. What a wonderful prayer that would be for each of us, just in the quietness of these moments, to say to Jesus, Jesus, come to us, abide with us, be our Emmanuel, God with us, day after day. May each of us know something of the heart of Christmas. Not so much the presents, although we love the presents with the children and for ourselves sometimes too. But above all else, may we know his presence in our lives and as we move into 2016 as well. Thank you.